2:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, coming to you live from the center of Ballito on 88 FM and streaming worldwide via our apps. This is the voice of Ballito Radio, life and style. And once again, the afternoon show starts with an interview of two of the contestants, the Miss Ballito 2023 finalists. Oh boy, I got the best job in the world, I promise. I'm Dave Charles with you for the rest of the afternoon. The afternoon show powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Ballito. And with me in the studio right now, Lindiwe Khumalo and Hane van der Merwe. Welcome to the show, girls.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Lovely to be in such august company, because there we are, the finalists in a very prestigious competition.
Yep.
And we are holding thumbs for all of you, because it takes a lot to enter, and obviously we would like you all to win, but there can only be one.
Unfortunately.
Is it going to be you? This is the point. So let's chat. Let's find out more about my two lovely guests. Lindiwe and Hane, both of you are from this area, are you?
Me, I'm from Stanger. Born and bred in Stanger, partly grew up in Kandla, and then working as a waitress here in Kolkashio at Salt Rock.
Okay, so you're from Kandla?
Originally, yes.
Do you know Jacob?
Yes, we're neighbors.
Are you?
Well, we're not from each other, so.
Okay, what's he like?
He's a good person.
I've heard he's actually very amiable. He's just a hell of a skiller, man. I mean, he's just stolen all our money. But never mind.
As long as
he gave you some, that's fine.
Well, I got a share, so I can't say much.
Okay, so you're from Nkandla and now in Stanger.
In Stanger, yes.
Do you know what the Zulu name for Stanger is?
Is it?
Gwadukuza,
is it?
And you know, and what does that mean?
Do you want to help me? No?
Yes, I can. I think it's a fascinating name. It's a brilliant name. It's a place of confusion.
Is it?
A place of confusion. Because apparently the first... Yeah, there was a huge settlement there. And, there were so many imizi, if you like, little structures, that people got confused. So really, it was the place. It was just really a very crowded, very busy center. Yeah, so it's always been kind of a busy center, getting busier all the time. But I think Ballito's kind of going to be the center.
I've never got to know the history behind the name.
Yeah, no, it's
I just know it's quite Dugusa, that's all. This is like literally my first time hearing that.
Okay, well, you must check it out. I mean, never believe everything that you hear from, especially from a DJ, because we tell lies literally all the time. Hane, you're from Ballito?
No. I'm actually just outside Kwadakuza, Blato Beach. I don't know if you know it.
I do.
Yes.
That's a very beautiful part of the world.
It is. It's very quiet, but a very lovely village.
Yeah, and you're still at school by all accounts.
Kira Salt Rock. Mm. I'm matriculating this year.
So that's quite a lot of pressure, because matric is almost about to be written, hey?
Yes, it's very stressful. I have my 2-week holiday now, and then I'm going back to school 3 weeks, and then trials and finals. It's tough. It's a bit busy.
And you're doing this competition in between, which means you're both working hard for charity, raising sponsorship, raising money for very good causes. And you're both working girls, in the sense that you both work part-time to raise a little bit of extra cash. Who doesn't need that these days, hey?
Everybody needs that extra cash.
Everybody does.
With the inflation and the current state of the economy in our country, it's quite bad. You need every side hustle that comes your way, just grab it with both your hands.
You must speak to Jacob about that. Because
who's Jacob?
If he just gave back the money, we could be better.
Jacob is not a president anymore, so you can't crucify him for that.
No, I'm not crucifying. I'm just saying, if he didn't give back the money, we can all be less
Listen,
less
I don't know anything about the money.
I'm just teasing. I'm smiling.
No, I understand.
Okay, so let's find out a little bit more about your aspirations. What Lindiwe, you're studying at UNISA.
Yes.
You're studying to be a teacher.
Yes.
And what drove you into that direction?
Well, I think growing up, I've never seen myself as a teacher. I've always wanted to be a journalist, surprisingly. I think more like a broadcaster. You know, when you watch TV, that person who reporting live at this venue, whatnot. I wanted to be that person.
Do you still want to be that person?
Definitely. I think that is my end goal. That is my end dream.
You should talk to us afterwards.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to stay back. Honey's going to leave. I'm going to sit here and try and put in a good okay. rate for myself.
See, you're a hustler. That's good. I like it.
Yeah. So
and honey, what are you going to do once you finish matric?
I'm hoping to go a pair, but at the moment I am just going to be staying in Balito, yeah. doing my hours for a pairing, and yeah.
You like kids? I presume.
Do. I love kids.
Oh, then au pairing is an excellent way to. Apparently, you can see the world as an au pair.
Yes, that's my main goal. I love traveling, mm. and I think with au pairing overseas, not the pay is very good, but also you get to work with kids and. And I get in trouble, so it's a plus.
It's not always about the money, hey? It's about life's experiences definitely. And yeah. learning and growing and developing as a human yeah. being until you find your way. Because, you know, this is what life's what happens to us while we're making other plans. Sometimes yes, it takes you on a different route than the one that you planned. But we're holding thumbs for this competition. Why did you both decide to enter? Let's go. Hannah, you start.
Well, it's actually a long story, but to sum it up, Karen Lundman contacted me after my matric dance and she saw the photos that Barry Bodwich took and she asked me if I would like to enter.
And so you were it was a command performance.
Yes.
She
I
saw
entered.
Something in you and that's obviously what the judges are looking for. Lindy Weha, how did you choose this route?
With me, I saw it online. From way back actually, because last year I did attend their cocktail evening, so I went there to just see how things are being done, how things are happening, so just to prepare myself for this year. Mm-hmm. So I think from last year I just knew that I'm definitely going to enter this year.
And we are, as I say, we are delighted to be interviewing all of the finalists because you're all really lovely people. I'm sure that's what the judges look for first and foremost. They're looking for yeah. ambassadors. That's what
yes,
you both are.
yeah.
Then from there, I presume this is there's all sorts of other aspects to the competition.
Yeah,
it's different. As I say, only one can win ultimately, but you're all winners for taking part. Yep. And for being on the radio with me on an afternoon
right.
show like this, you survived.
We here today, still standing.
So thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. My very special guests, Lindy Wekumalo and Hane van der Merwe. And if you've only just joined us and you've missed the conversation, don't worry. It'll be up as a podcast this afternoon even. So you'll be able to go onto our website, lifeandstyle.co.za or lifeandstyle.fm. Go to the radio podcast section, go to the afternoon show and then look for the picture of two beautiful they are princesses in my estimation and you'll hear it again and again and again and you can share that and no doubt it'll all help towards the ultimate goal, which is to win the competition. Lindiwe
yeah,
and
Hane,
both of you, we're holding thumbs and we look
thank
forward
you so
to
much.
The finals. We'll see you there.
Yes,
see you then.
And the afternoon show continues.